Selig informed members of the House that state law permits restraining orders for individuals who are married to or living with the perpetrator. And the state permits civil stalking orders for everyone else, but only after three instances of violence. Utah law also has protections for minors. That's a loophole Selig intends to close.
Yes, this is needed. Yes, there is a gap. Yes, people are dying because this is not available.
But some lawmakers took issue with carving out new protections for a specific group. Republican Representative Douglas Sagers argued violence against anyone is already illegal.
The bottom line for me is a simple protection. Are people protected under the current law from violence? I would submit they are.
Other lawmakers were concerned the bill would lead to further abuse of the protective order statute and it would strain Utah courts. Dating violence protection bills have been rejected by the Utah legislature for nearly a decade. Representative Selig's bill was approved 61-11. It now moves to the Senate for consideration. Whitney Evans, KUER News.